I once said something between a few people, and what I said, that wasn't wrong. But there was one young man who couldn't understand and absorb what I said. He became so upset with me that after all this happened, then one of his friends told me about it. That he said that he will never come to you guys again. This is what he said. Then he told me of another instance, which even I don't remember myself. He said that you were coming from one side and he was coming from the other side, and you met him in your normal way, the way you normally meet people, wholeheartedly, pleasantly, and with a smile, the way I usually meet. I don't meet as much now as it's gone too crowded. So he told me that he once again became impressed, and he thought to himself that these people are very polite, kind, and nice. I shouldn't be leaving them. I won't leave them and go anyway. So this way he came back. Then what I had actually said, he understood and absorbed it duly and perfectly, meaning that he now fully agreed with it. He didn't disagree anymore. He 100% agreed to it. And he agreed to it such that no one else agreed to it as much as he did. So at times this does happen. So meeting someone with a smile, meeting with affection, changes the state of a person's heart. Alhamdulillah. So adopt this practice. On the screen, I could see the scenes of smiley faces. But I also do understand that this was just for the time being. Only until this discussion was taking place. After this, it will be the same old, can't you see? Are you blind? Why have you taken up the whole space? Can't you sit down properly? Don't you have any manners? Move away. Give me some space. So we'll return back to this attitude. May Allah forbid. Some of the people, not all of them. This does happen. What I'm saying. Look, I'm also from amongst you guys. I do know what conversation is taking place. So this shouldn't happen. Just keep a beautiful smile. Smile does not appear whilst beating someone. Smile appears whilst being affectionate and kind. Smile appears whilst talking affectionately. So learn how to smile and develop the habit of smiling forcefully. In the beginning, you will forget to smile, then it will come back, then you'll forget, but then gradually, insha'Allahul Kareem, you'll develop this habit. Everyone should try for this. There are big influential personalities who do not smile much, and consequently, their impression is not as good. And those people who are amicable, their impression stands out on others. This applies to both religious as well as non-religious worldly people. So you would see that people are with those who smile. If a spiritual guide also smiles, then he will also be successful in this field and have numerous disciples. Honestly, now the shopkeeper who keeps smiling, his customers will also increase. Well, shopkeepers do normally smile. They do give respect to the customers for the sake of their business. But if the customer says something that is against their nature, and when they would completely lose it out, then they would also kick the customer out of the shop. So this shouldn't be the case. This can happen with a fake smile, but not with a genuine smile. So nevertheless, learn how to smile. A course for smiling should be designed for 7 days, for 12 days, or it could be for 72 hours, just 3 days. A course for how to smile. There's one Islamic brother, he's a responsible Islamic brother. So I sent him a message, a voice message. In a message, I normally narrate a narration. So I sent him, as per his condition, excellence of smiling. So he then told me afterwards that you caught me right. Then when I started to smile, my cheeks started to hurt. And I think with his permission, I forwarded that voice message to Haji Imran as well. If you remember, do you recall?
And he had also mentioned about his nature and habits, hadn't he?
So now he started to smile and now his cheeks would hurt. Initially, in the beginning, this would happen. He was a truthful person that he said that his cheeks started to hurt. But this was eventually beneficial. Even an enemy becomes your friend. If you don't smile and have a face made up, then even your friends will distance away and you will remain alone. There's a Gujarati saying which means, if you smile, if you keep smiling, your home will flourish. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad,